new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Next hour, we'll be speaking with a owner of a very popular restaurant chain here in Los Angeles. The chain has been around for nearly 100 years. How is he dealing with the coronavirus? Wrote me a letter and said this is probably the most challenging time of his career. It was shut down for a while during the Los Angeles riots, shut down for a while after 9/11. But he says he's never seen anything quite like this. We're going to talk to him about what he's doing, how he's adjusting, how his employees are adjusting, what happens when he reopens. Does he expect business to pick up and get to where it used to be? We talked yesterday with Stephen Moore, an economist who advised Donald Trump during his 2016 campaign. He co-wrote a piece about the reaction to the coronavirus, arguing that we are overreacting. The co-author is an economist who advised Ronald Reagan. He too says that we are making things worse. The leader of Iran is refusing our help. He says we might be sending people in there to infiltrate his country, to spy on people. Who knows? We might bring in somebody to unleash a virus on our people. So he's refusing our help. Meanwhile, the coronavirus is spreading rapidly in Iran. A coronavirus patient took that drug called chloroquine, and says it helped him, saved him. 61% of voters, according to a new poll, say Trump is taking strong enough measures to slow or stop the coronavirus spread. Some 88% of Republicans feel that way. Not too surprisingly, only 41% of Democrats feel that way. I'm surprised that many Democrats do, given how much they hate him. Democrats are cramming everything up to and including the kitchen sink into the coronavirus relief bill, which is why the Democrats and Republicans can't come together. $35 million for the Kennedy Center? Are you kidding me? But first, the president's team once again briefed the nation. Dr. Fauci was asked about the rumor that he and Trump are not getting along, to which he said,
Dr. Fauci, I want to ask you about something that I've seen transpiring over the past couple of days, especially as it relates to you. It seems like increasingly a bunch of the questions from the media are designed to create a rift between you and the president of the United States, or at least to sort of emphasize differences of opinion in a way that, you know, creates distance between you and the president. Are you sensing that as the media continually asks you questions about the differences you have with him?
That is really unfortunate. I would wish that would stop, because we have a much bigger problem here than trying to point out differences. They're really fundamentally at the core. When you look at things, there are not differences. The president has listened to what I have said and what the other people on the task force have said. When I've made recommendations, he's taken them. He's never countered or overridden me. The idea of just pitting one against the other is just not helpful. I wish that would stop and we'd look ahead at the challenge we have to pull together to get over this thing.
Dr. Fauci also said President Trump's response to the coronavirus has been impressive.
We've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them. I mean, all hands on deck. Is that I, as one of many people on a team, I'm not the only person, since the beginning that we even recognized what this was, I have been devoting almost full time on this, almost full time. I'm down at the White House virtually every day with the task force. I'm connected by phone throughout the day and into the night. When I say night, I'm talking 12, 1, 2 in the morning. I'm not the only one. There's a whole group of us that are doing that. It's every single day. So I can't imagine that under any circumstances that anybody could be doing more. I mean, obviously, we're fighting a formidable enemy, this virus. This virus is a serious issue here.
Speaking of the coronavirus task force, as we speak live, here's what Mike Pence is saying.
On New York, the reality is the New York metro area was 60% of the new cases in the country. And specifically, as a layperson, I can tell you that the infection rates are roughly 1 in 1,000 in the New York City metropolitan area, where they are 0.2% per 1,000 or 0.1% per 1,000 in places like Washington State. It is the reason why today the White House Coronavirus Task Force is calling on any American, first and foremost, if you're in the New York City metropolitan area or elsewhere, to take the guidelines that we issued and avoid non-essential travel. But for anyone in the New York metropolitan area who has traveled, our task force is encouraging you to monitor your temperature, be sensitive to symptoms, and we are asking anyone who has traveled out of the New York City metropolitan area to anywhere else in the country to self-isolate for 14 days. We have to deal with the New York City metropolitan area as a high-risk area. And for that reason, we're taking these steps and asking for the cooperation of the American people. Because of the spread in New York City, we will continue to surge resources. The president has described this. FEMA is coordinating with New York State for the arrival of the USS Comfort in just a matter of a few short weeks. Over the next 24 hours, more than 4,000 additional ventilators will be delivered to New York State as well. New York State has prioritized three alternative medical facilities, and at the President's direction, the Army Corps of Engineers is working on plans to build those facilities out. You've heard the President speak about the Javits Center, the addition of 1,000 beds, and we'll continue. I want the people of New York City and the greater New York City area to know that we're with you. We're going to continue to provide resources to support your state and local officials as they confront the spread of the coronavirus in that great city. On the subject of supplies, we had team meetings today at FEMA, which is working on identifying the critical personal protective equipment and ventilators. At this point, FEMA informs us today that they are distributing 7.6 million N95 respirator masks, more than 14 million surgical masks, and FEMA has already shipped 73 pallets of personal protective equipment to New York, 36 pallets of personal protective equipment to the state of Washington. We'll be meeting again tonight. As you know, the President stood FEMA's National Response Center up, and they are in the lead for the approach to the coronavirus, which is locally executed, state managed, and federally supported. And we'll continue to surge those resources and make sure that they're available. One last word, if I may. The President reflected on the response businesses around the country have brought to this moment. It truly is extraordinary. Now, the President did initiate the Defense Production Act last week, but as the President has reflected many times, we will use the Defense Production Act if we need it to mandate production of critical supplies. But so far, no one has said no. And in fact, we see industries stepping up. The President mentioned Ford Motor Company working with 3M and GE Health to expand production of medical supplies. We heard that McDonald's is now offering curbside delivery to truckers who are unable to use the drive-through to pick up a Big Mac. And I spoke today, and the President spoke last week with Tim Cook of Apple, and at this moment in time, Apple went to their storehouses.
That is Vice President Pence, who is in charge of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, having a update. This is going on live. We come back. A doctor using an anti-malarial drug says it's too soon to tell its effectiveness, but hundreds of patients are on it. And Dr. Fauci says it is very important that we not make some sort of manufactured dispute between him and Donald Trump. All of that and more. And a longtime restaurant owner here in California says this is probably the most challenging time of his career. And the restaurant chain has been in business for 100 years. I'm Larry Elder.
And now, here's Larry Elder.
Hi, Larry.
I just want to say that I am among millions, I hope, that rely on you every day for truth and clarity. And I find myself going to bed at night clutching my talk radio, not my Bibles or my guns, but my talk radio, to get some sense and truth. Thank you, thank you, thank you, in this amazingly insane time.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. So much to cover between now and the close of the program. President Trump today reiterated that we need to get our country back to business, and he expects that hopefully we can get the country back to work by Easter, all of that and more. But first, I'm going to ask you a personal favor. I know we are all consumed, of course, with the impact of the coronavirus on America. And in each of our towns and cities, it is really unnerving to walk into a store and for the first time in our lives see empty shelves like we're a third world country. But that's the way of life in Guatemala, which has the worst malnutrition rates in the Western Hemisphere, even worse than Haiti. We have less than a week in my Food for the Fork campaign to rush food and fresh, clean drinking water to starving children and their families in Guatemala. Go to my website, LarryElder.com. You'll see at the very top, Feed Starving Children banner. Some of you have said you haven't been able to see it. It's right at the very top. $320 or just $27 a month gives the blessings of food for a year, water for life to a hungry family of four. Or you can call 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-HOPE. Listen to this.
Just outside one of Guatemala's largest landfills sits an entire community. Each day, residents sift through piles of garbage, picking out anything of value, either to keep or to sell. There's a lot of them, says one of the on-duty managers. Severe poverty in Guatemala systematically pushing residents to join migrant caravans headed to the U.S. southern border. 60% of Guatemalans live below the poverty line. And 95% of them don't earn enough to provide for their family's basic needs.
Now, the favor I started out by asking you about, I want you to watch a video on my website, LarryElder.com, that will show you some of the actual children and families in Guatemala we're going to assist with your donations. LarryElder.com. At the very top, you'll see Feed Starving Children banner. Or do it by phone, 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-HOPE. Dr. Fauci speaking right now? No? Okay. Here's what President Trump said this morning.
You said something 20 minutes ago that I'm sure a lot of people were pretty keen on. You said that we would, I'm paraphrasing now, you would like to be back to normal by Easter Sunday.
Yes.
That's 19 days from now.
It's okay.
Is that true? Is that possible? Or is
that
false?
I think it's possible. Why isn't it? I mean, we've never closed the country before, and we've had some pretty bad flus, and we've had some pretty bad viruses, and I think it's absolutely possible. Now, people are going to have to practice all of the social distancing and don't shake hands and wash your hands and all of the things that we're doing now, but we have to get our country back to work. Our country wants to be back at work. That was not a controversial thing I said the other day. Our country wants to go back to work. And again, the cure, it's like this cure is worse than the problem. Again, many people, in my opinion, more people are going to die if we allow this to continue. We have to go back to work. Our people want to go back to work.
But what you have said consistently is the first order of business is to kill the virus. So when you look at the data from around the world and across our country, how do you determine that 19 days from now, it might be safe? Because there are millions of people watching this
now who
have their family fortune on the line.
Well, they have their family fortune on the line the other way, too. They're going to lose their jobs, maybe never to get them back. They're going to lose their businesses, never to get them back. We want to start up as soon as we can because we're going to have a very quick comeback if we do that. If we delay this thing out, you're going to lose more people than you're losing with the situation as we know it. So I think it's very important for our country to go back. And I've had many, many people, you know, when you said it was a little bit controversial. And not to most people. Most people think I'm right about it. Now, whether we're locked in a room or whether we're in our office and practicing all of the things that we're supposed to be practicing, staying away from each other, you know, et cetera. It's not shaking hands, washing your hands all the time. But our country has to get back to work. Yeah, otherwise, it's going to be very hard to start it up again. We can't lose the advantage that we have.
The issue about whether or not Trump is listening to the experts.
He's very important to me, and I will be listening to him. I'll be listening to Deborah, who you just spoke to. I'll be listening to other experts. We have a lot of people that are very good at this. And ultimately, it's a balancing act. But, you know, the expression, we can do two things at one time. And we've got an incredible country. We have to keep it that way.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams.
And the president, when he 9 days ago listened to his health providers, his health consultants, he said, what do we need to do right now? And we said, we need to lean into this next 2 weeks to stop the spread, and then we need to reassess. And one thing I can tell you for certain is that I've been on the task force for 3 weeks, and the president listens to Tony Fauci. He listens to Dr. Birx. He listens when I, or Dr. Carson, or Dr. Hahn, or Dr. Redfield speak up. And he also listens to the governors. And so we will assess at the end of the 14 days and we'll figure out the most appropriate thing to do. And based on my experience in the task force so far, the president will make an appropriate decision based on all the data.
Back to the president.
Of course I do. It's going to be bad. And we have a lot of people dying from the flu, as you know. We have a very bad flu season on top of everything else. It's very bad. It looks like it could be over 50,000. And certainly this is going to be bad, and we're trying to make it so that it's much, much less bad. And that's what we're doing. I think we're doing a very good job of it. If you look at other countries, what they've been through, and you look at the kind of numbers and compare them to ours, which is a much larger country than most, the numbers are pretty amazing.
Now, as I mentioned, the bill the Democrats have tried to cram full of crap that they wanted, it includes a provision to eliminate debt held by the post office. I'm not making that up. It includes an elimination of debt held by the post office. It requires same-day voter registration. You know, because that, of course, would help to mitigate the coronavirus. Pay off $10,000 in student debt per person. Again, Lord knows that'll reduce the spread of the coronavirus. It'll mandate the airlines reduce their overall carbon emissions by 50% by 2015 because Lord knows there's a connection between airline carbon emission and the coronavirus. It'll force federal agencies to explain to Congress how they are increasing their usage of minority banks. I am not making this up. Permanently raises the minimum wage $15 for any business that receives federal aid for the virus. $35 million to the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Even Mitt Romney says he's shocked. About as shocked as we were when you voted to expel the president from office, becoming the first and only senator to do so for a president of his own party. We were shocked. I'm Larry Hilder.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
These Democrats have a lot to answer for about how this virus was going wild in China in October when they're doing all of their big impeachment garbage and getting it off the ground. And finally, when they're having all of their big hearings and everything in December, when we should have been hearing about it, that's when they're taking up all the airwaves of their stuff. And right after Christmas, that delay, that was real nice. Let the Chinese clean up their mess until the first person got here and the virus was spread in the United States. Then they pulled their impeachment hearing. Well, Donald Trump, being a man for this country, saw what was happening and took action.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. The Democrats are chalking this coronavirus relief bill full of pork, full of things to advance their left-wing agenda. And John Barrasso of Wyoming just teed off on the Democrats. We're going to have that for you later on. Also, we're going to be talking to a restaurateur here in California, owns 6 restaurants. The chain has been around for nearly 100 years, says this is the most challenging thing he's seen since he's been in business. And we're going to talk to him about what he's doing to adjust and what his employees are doing to adjust. Now, the folks at MyPillow said to me about, 3-4 years ago, "Yo, Elder, can you try out a MyPillow? Let us know what you think." I was skeptical. I mean, after all, it's a pillow, right? But I said to myself, to quote a famous person, "What do you have to lose?" Well, I'll tell you what I lost. I lost interrupted sleep. I lost that folding the pillow in half in the middle of the night. I lost that flat, lifeless pillow. You need a MyPillow. It stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it, you can return it. And it comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. And you can throw a MyPillow pillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. For a limited time, 2 premium MyPillows for 1 low price plus free shipping. Just go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code Larry, or call 800-890-1843. Be sure and use promo code Larry. MyPillow.com, promo code Larry, 800-890-1843. Again, make sure you use promo code Larry. This is President Trump just a few minutes ago.
Any word you want to use, it is at a level that I was speaking to Tony before. It's a level that no place else is close. It's very unfortunate. You know, one of the things that that's happened that we've done, I think, a really good job on, I think that it's something special what's happened, is I learned from Dr. Birx a little while ago when she said, I learned it actually this afternoon, in 8 days, because we kept hearing about South Korea, they had a very tough time at the beginning, if you remember. In 8 days, we're doing more testing than they've done in 8 weeks. That's a tremendous turn. And with our testing, it's going exponentially. It's going up, up, up every day. So we're going to be able to do things with this very highly sophisticated testing. And it's also the test itself is considered the best test. So on top of doing now more than anybody else, we have a very high-quality test. That makes a big difference. It also makes a big difference even in terms of opening, because we're going to see those areas like the hot spots. But New York City definitely is a very hot spot.
Steve, when you talk about areas that you could open up, what specifically are you looking at? What states? Are you talking about out west?
Well,
or
you can talk
west
about
south, where
the Farm Belt. Take a look at the Farm Belt. Take a look at areas out west. Look at big sections of Texas. I was talking to the great governor of Texas. They've done a fantastic job out there, but they have very big sections of Texas where, you know, it's like numerous states, frankly. But we can have large sections of, if we want to do it that way, we can have large sections of the country open. I think it's very important that we start moving on that and start thinking about it, because our country wants to be open. Our people want it to be open, and they're raring to go. And I think it's one of the reasons that we're going to have a tremendous bounce back. I think it's going to go very quickly. Also, I want to thank, while I'm here, I want to thank Larry for the job he's done, Steve Mnuchin for the job he's done. If you look at Peter Navarro, he's sort of doing different things. He's really, he's a force in terms of getting masks and getting all of the ventilators and all the things. He's been fantastic, Peter. But I also want to thank Congress, because whether or not we're happy that they haven't quite gotten there yet, they have been working long hours. I'm talking Republicans and Democrats, all of them, the House, the Senate. I want to thank Congress, because they are really trying to get there, and I think they will. And I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you very much. I want to thank Larry for the job he's done. I want to thank Larry for the job he's done. I want to thank Larry for the job he's done. I want to thank Larry for the job he's done. I want to thank Larry for the job he's done. I want to thank Larry for the job he's done. I want to thank Larry for the job he's done.
Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, send the call out, send the call out, send the call out.
All across America, The Larry Elder Show.
Larry, Joe, and Prescott Valley, you know, just watching this, the morning briefing and then the press conference to go with it, our press is an absolute disgrace and a bunch of crybabies. And they're worried about how the president is portraying them to the rest of the world. They are portraying themselves, and they are a bunch of sniveling idiots. And I'm so glad every time I see President Trump put them in their place. I will say this, though, Jim Acosta seems to be behaving a lot better. Anyway, have a great day.
Siding with state propaganda.
Well, I think they do. I mean, they are siding with China. They are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. They're siding with many others. China's the least of it. So why they're doing this, you'll have to ask them. But if we had an honest media in this country, our country would be an even greater place.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. You can try the show podcast for only 99 cents for the first month. And the way you can hear it whenever you want, on whatever device you want, as often as you want, without any commercial interruptions. Also, right on the front page at LarryElder.com, you can read my weekly column, get highlights of the show. And the front page also has a link to a special report on the coronavirus. Just go to LarryElder.com. Next hour, we talk to a restaurant owner about the greatest challenge in his career. And his chain has been in operation for almost 100 years here in Los Angeles. All that and more. A promising anti-malarial drug, according to one doctor, says it's too soon to tell how effective it is, but hundreds of patients are on it.
Currently, what the situation in New Orleans, we have many hundreds of patients currently hospitalized with hydroxychloroquine. We have incorporated it into our treatment algorithm. We are using it on patients who have mild disease with risk factors. We're using it on some patients who have critical disease and are on a ventilator. But right now, the consensus among all my colleagues is that it's really just too soon to tell. We don't know, and we need further data. We need to collect the clinical data as we're using hydroxychloroquine to really see if we're going to see much of a benefit.
Now, a doctor in New York says he has used the anti-malarial drug to which that doctor referred, hydroxychloroquine and zinc, to treat 350 patients with, according to the doctor, 100% success. We're putting the article up on LarryElder.com. The headline says, "Doctor, I treated 350 coronavirus patients with 100% success." Now, I wanted to find out whether or not this is some sort of whacked out doctor. And it turns out his name is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. And he is a board-certified family practitioner in Orange County, New York, about 50 miles north of New York City. And he says that that this is, of course, not a double-blind test, the kind of test that the FDA uses to certify effectiveness and safety. But this coronavirus patient also says he took this anti-malarial drug and that it saved him.
I just took my last dose about an hour ago.
And how are you feeling right now?
I feel fantastic, and I have since I woke up on Saturday morning. I know it sounds unbelievable. People are questioning me about it, but I know what I feel. I woke up at 4:45 in the morning, and it felt like I had nothing. And I had to catch myself for a second and say, wait a minute, I'm breathing. This is not normal. And I realized I didn't have my fever anymore. So I hit the nurse call button at 4:45 and said, I'm fine. Can you send a nurse in? I feel a little hungry.
Again, small sample size, has not been tested in a scientific way, but that appears to be at least some promise. Dr. Fauci said also that Trump has never contradicted him.
I have never in that room had a situation where I said, scientifically, this is the right thing to do it, and they said, don't do it, or scientifically, this is the wrong thing to do, and they did it anyway.
Mary Grace is in Ohio. Mary Grace, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you
God
so much for calling.
God loves you, Larry Elder.
Well, thank you.
You're a triumphant heart elder. That's what your name means. I'm just so excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited now, too.
You're telling the truth. I just love you so big. I'm passing around your book. You know, everybody's reading it.
Wow.
I am. I just think you're great. And that you tell the truth, even better. I'm telling you.
Well, thank
you. I can't handle this nasty Pelosi out there. and Chucky Schumer. These guys are like a really bad romper room. And I'm telling you, I'm just tired of the theatrics. Homer and the Odyssey are much better, don't you think?
So, Mary, are you saying that giving $35 million to the John F. Kennedy Center has nothing to do with combating the coronavirus? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like we really don't care about the people? I really am so tired of this. I'm not a communist, never will be. We never will be socialists. And I've just begun to fight.
Well, Mary, thank you. Mary Grace, thank you so much for calling. It was so sweet of you. I appreciate it. The Pelosi bill, or at least the bill that the Democrats have crammed full of stuff that Pelosi wants, includes, as I mentioned, they also want to require a labor union rep to be on every airline's board of directors. Permanently raises the minimum wage to $15 for any business that receives federal aid. And as I was saying to Mary Grace, $35 million to the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Same-day voter registration. Pay off $10,000 in student debt per person. Mandate that airlines reduce their overall carbon emissions by 50% by 2050. And it seeks to eliminate the debt held by the U.S. Postal Office. These are the kinds of things that the Democrats have crammed into this bill. Unbelievable. Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming just went off on the Democrats for delaying the bill by cramming it full of this kind of stuff. And in an interview with Jake Tapper of CNN, which I watched, so you don't have to, Senator Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, was asked whether or not a solar panel tax credit is a legitimate thing to hold up the bill. And he didn't really have much of an answer. All of that and more.
Now back to the sage, Larry Elder.
Hey, Larry. This is David from Phoenix. Hey, would you allow me right now to talk to heads of big companies that bring us stuff? Oh, I don't know. You know, stuff like toilet paper. Just as an example. I don't blame you that you got caught off guard. But in the future, maybe you could institute programs in your system that spot that a panic is happening so you can stop it. Also, I would suggest don't put all your stuff out at 6 a.m. There's those of us who work from 6 a.m. to, say, 3, 4, 5. And by the time we get off, whatever is being panic bought is not there for us. Also, very important, discreetly deliver some supplies to healthcare institutions so that those employees of that place can get what is needed. They're on the first line for us. Make sure they get the stuff.
Man is PO'd because he can't get his TP. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. So you're a restaurant owner, and you're running a group of restaurants that have been in your family for nearly 100 years, and you've survived riots, you survived 9/11. How are you surviving the coronavirus? And how are your employees surviving the coronavirus? All of that and more, 888-971-SAGE is the number. President Trump's task force, again, held a press conference today. Here is the leader of the task force, Vice President Mike Pence.
And let me say that right after seeing to the health and safety of the American public, this president has been working from early on to make sure that the American people have access to free coronavirus testing.
By the way, I hear over and over again how the president has was caught flat-footed on all of this from CNN, MSNBC. Republicans are happy with his response, and overall the country's happy with his response, but Democrats, of course, are not. Ever occur to Democrats that maybe, just maybe, he might have had a few more minutes on his hands if he hadn't been hounded for 2.5 years over this collusion nonsense? I wrote a piece after 9/11 because George W. Bush was in Florida, you might recall, reading to school children. Why is it the federal government's job to be involved in education? And my point is, the government is so much larger than the founding fathers intended. The founding fathers intended for the federal government to deal with a handful of things, most notably national security, foreign policy, a few other things. That's it.
And when 9/11 happened, people were saying, well, why weren't the dots connected? Why weren't the dots connected? Well, why is the president spending so much time doing things other than what he's supposed to do according to the Constitution of the United States? We're involved in health care. We're involved in welfare. We're involved in all sorts of income redistribution. We're involved in giving money to states and localities for building things that states and localities should build themselves. All these things. The president could focus like a laser beam on national security if, in fact, the government were the size it should be. I'm Larry Elder.